Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free. Hello there, blissful investors. Welcome to strategy number 6 of the Real Estate Investing for Under $1,000 series. Today, we're going to talk about the rise of online real estate marketplaces that have revolutionized the way we invest in properties, making investing in real estate accessible to a broader range of investors with varying budget sizes. As you know, traditionally investing in real estate meant purchasing an entire property or committing a substantial amount of money to a real estate project. This approach excludes many individuals who lack the financial resources to invest this way, obviously. So now enter online real estate marketplaces, platforms that are designed to democratize real estate investing by allowing investors to pool their resources and invest in properties collectively. These platforms offer a range of investment models, including fractional ownership and rental income sharing arrangements, which is actually what I'm going to focus on today, making it possible to enter the real estate market with low to minimum investment requirements. We've already talked about some platforms in crowdfunding and microinvesting apps in those episodes, but today I want to talk about the fractional investing and the rental income sharing opportunities, okay? So first, let's describe what fractional ownership is. One of the groundbreaking concepts brought to life by online real estate marketplaces is fractional ownership. This model enables investors to own a percentage of a property rather than the entire thing. This way, the cost of purchasing a property is distributed among multiple investors, lowering their entry barrier and enabling a more diverse range of people to become real estate investors. Fractional ownership is particularly appealing for high-value properties that would otherwise be out of reach for individual investors. And it also really limits your risk, right? So, and your exposure. A while back, I did an episode with Elise Alexander. I don't know if you ladies remember this. She was at Ace Trader, and we talked about investing in farmland. And that platform, Ace Trader, was exactly the kind of investing that we're talking about. They're a perfect example of fractional ownership investing. So now let's talk about rental income sharing. So another innovative approach is the rental income sharing model. In this scenario, investors contribute to the purchase of a property, and as the property generates rental income, the profits are distributed proportionally among the investors. This method not only provides an additional stream of income, but also eliminates the responsibilities and headaches associated with being a landlord, such as property management, maintenance, and tenant relations. I know that sounds good to so many of you ladies. So I've mentioned this before, but let's talk a little bit about the advantages of using online real estate marketplaces. First of all, they're great for diversification. Second is accessibility. Online platforms make real estate investments accessible to a wider audience, including those who lack the substantial capital traditionally required to enter the market. Liquidity, we've talked about it before. While real estate is often considered illiquid, right? Some online marketplaces offer secondary markets where investors can buy and sell their fractional ownership stakes, providing a degree of liquidity that wasn't feasible before. Of course, there's expert management. We've talked about that before. And in this one, it's really interesting about the reduced commitment. So I haven't mentioned this before, but fractional ownership and rental income sharing models allow investors to participate without the heavy commitment of managing a property full-time and commitment of funds. So things to consider. While the concept of online real estate marketplaces is undoubtedly exciting, potential investors should exercise caution and conduct thorough research before making any financial commitments. So here are some things to consider. You want to make sure that you look at the platform reputation. And of course, these are all true for the crowdfunding apps and websites that I mentioned. This is true for the microinvesting apps. So these are all the things that you want to consider. So first, the platform reputation. Research the track record and reputation of the online marketplace. Look for user reviews, media coverage, and any information available about the platform's history and performance. Property selection. Evaluate the properties available for investment. Consider location, potential for appreciation, rental demand, and the overall strategy of the platform and the investors on the platform. Fees and costs. So understand the fees associated with investing through the platform. These could include management fees, transaction fees, and other charges that might impact your return. And the fees are different on different platforms. Next, think about the exit strategy. I talk about this a lot, right? So this is very important. Exit strategy. So before you invest, have a clear understanding of how you can exit your investment if you choose to do so. Some platforms offer secondary markets, while others might have limitations on selling your fractional ownership. And it's really important for you to know which ones have which. Next is market research. So familiarize yourself with the real estate markets in which the properties are located. This topic is worth its own whole series of episodes, but here are a few quick things you can look at to evaluate a market. Look at job growth, economic health of that area, laws and regulations like rent control or tax breaks for real estate owners, and of course, demographics. A free tool you can use to get started is neighborhoodscout.com. So that's neighborhoodscout.com. And of course, you can go to blissfulinvestor.com and look at the blog post for this episode, and you can see that link. On one of my shows before, someone mentioned that to do research, he goes onto the United Van Lines site. So I did some research today and I typed into Google search United Van Lines Mover Study, and I got the most recent annual study on where people are moving to and from. So that was really great information for me. So I thought you might be interested in that too. There are several online real estate marketplaces that offer opportunities for investors to participate in real estate through fractional ownership or other innovative models. Keep in mind that the availability of these platforms can vary by region and over time, so it's a good idea for you to do your own research to find the most up-to-date options. But here are a few of the prominent platforms I have found. The first one is Equity Multiple. Equity Multiple is a platform that offers both debt and equity investments in commercial real estate properties. While they provide a variety of investment options, some of their offerings may include opportunities for investors to earn a share of the rental income. Next one is Cadre. Cadre offers a platform for accredited investors to access institutional-grade commercial real estate deals. They provide investment opportunities in a range of property types, including office, multifamily, and others. Patch of Land is the next one, and this one provides a platform for investing in real estate-backed loans. They emphasize short-term residential and commercial property loans that are often used by real estate professionals. Next one is Ground Floor. Ground Floor is unique in that it focuses on providing real estate loans to house flippers and property developers. Investors can participate in these loans, which are secured by the underlying property. And then Ace Trader. As I mentioned earlier, a while back I did an episode with Elise Alexander at Ace Trader, and we talked about investing in farmland. This platform and investing style is a perfect example of what fractional ownership investing looks like. Although I haven't personally invested on this platform yet, since I was personally referred to this by a couple of people I trust, I do feel comfortable recommending you look at it. So next week, I'm going to replay the show that we did. I think it was like a year ago. So you get an idea of how it works and maybe even get inspired to either move forward with Ace Trader or investing in fractional real estate in this format. So online real estate marketplaces have transformed the way people invest in real estate, opening doors for a wider range of investors to participate in this lucrative asset class of real estate. Fractional ownership and rental income sharing models provide flexibility, reduced commitment, yay, and the potential for significant returns, double yay. However, as with any investment, due diligence is crucial. I have to say this, right? Carefully research platforms, properties, and associated costs to ensure you're making informed decisions that align with your financial goals. And with the right approach, online real estate marketplaces can be a powerful tool for diversifying your investment portfolio and tapping into the world of real estate. I hope that was helpful, ladies. I love this idea of fractional real estate investing, and I didn't even know about the rental share opportunity. So I'm excited to do more research on that. I hope this was informative for you guys. I hope that you're inspired to take some action, and I'm looking forward to sharing more next week in this series. But until then, remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.